With the slowing economy, many businesses have cut back on new investments in technology. Top executives continue their struggle to find what role the internet will play in their company's future. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Mark Andreessen is the famous WizKid programmer who helped to found Netscape. And back in the boom years of the internet, important CEOs in American business were eager to talk to him because he held the keys to the scary future of the internet. That worked to his advantage when at 28 years old, Andreessen started his new internet company, LoudCloud, back in 1999.
You go and talk to a CEO in late 99, 2000, they say, okay, now I get it. The internet's going to change everything. I got to be involved in a B2B exchange. I got to be doing procurement online. You know, I have to be doing supply chain management. I have to be doing e-commerce. Because if I'm not, you know, somebody's going to come out and just kill me, right? Because all these new startups are getting funded, and there's Webvan out there, and there's Amazon out there, and there's all these new things, and they're just going to come along and kill me.
That powerful mixture of fear and optimism about the internet pushed many businesses to pour money into routers and servers and to build an online presence. But then it turned out that a lot of the dot-com emperors had no clothes. Also, the economy softened, and many Fortune 500 executives drastically scaled back various kinds of technology-related initiatives. That's contributed to a wave of layoffs at all kinds of companies. And these days, when Mark Andreessen makes a sales call to sell LoudCloud's internet-related services, he gets a very different reception in the CEO's office.
People love cracking jokes about Webvan. I don't know why, but for some reason that really cracks people up. There's a lot of relief among big companies that the Silicon Valley venture capital industry really can't create a new company in the meat industry or in the, you know, car parts industry or whatever and instantly put all the existing companies out of business.
Andreessen believes that these companies will, at some point, increase their spending on technology, but probably not right away, because after they get done chuckling about the late online grocer Webvan, the reality is, he says, a lot of CEOs are nervous about the economy.
What they say is, you know, okay, my own business is very uncertain right now. You know, I don't know what's going to happen to my own market. Are we in a global recession or not? You know, can you tell me that? Well, nobody can. So if we are, then I need to cut costs and I need to pare back. If we're not, I need to invest. But I don't know what the answer is yet, the CEO says. So therefore, I'm not going to commit to many new initiatives.
Many executives are leery of technology right now because they don't know what to believe after all the hype of the late 90s.
Well, of course. And they probably feel burned and are kind of wondering what to do right now.
Jerry Storch is the vice chairman of the retail giant Target Corporation. He says investment bankers and consultants pushed many major firms to waste millions of dollars on unproven technologies or on spinning off separate dot-coms. Storch says he and Target did not listen to this advice, but many CEOs did.
One of the major investment banks came to me a year ago and asked us to spin off Target.com. They said it would be worth $4 billion, $4 billion, if we spun it off as a separate entity. That might have been true in the short term, but we told them to take a hike. Well, now, in this environment, if you did what the bankers wanted, you obviously feel like they led you astray.
But Storch says he thinks some top executives now are overreacting and have cut back their technology spending too much.
I definitely believe people have overreacted. In some cases, it may be necessitated by economic turmoil in individual companies, but we continue to do quite well at Target. And the one thing I can guarantee to you is that technology will continue to be an important differentiator of success or failure in our business, and we don't intend on slowing down.
Storch says Target has not cut technology spending at all. Target, for example, is continuing to invest in new systems to move people through checkout lines quickly and smart cards that monitor customers' shopping preferences. Storch says he's even optimistic about the much maligned area of e-commerce, as both traffic and sales through Target.com are up threefold over last year. If too many companies wait too long to step up such investment again, that could hurt the already embattled economy, says economist Edward Lehmer, who directs the UCLA Anderson Business Forecast. Lehmer says that's because business investment is the primary locomotive that drives the economy, in part by spurring job growth.
Well, the good things that we all felt in terms of job security and increases in wages and very low levels of unemployment, all those came because businesses were rapidly expanding their activities on the internet and other IT type of investments were occurring. Now that that's gone, there's no locomotive pulling the economy forward. So every American needs to be concerned about this tech bust, not just those who have a stake in the financial markets, but almost anybody who's employed by any firm in the U.S.
Lehmer does not see the country sliding into a severe recession, but he predicts unemployment will rise above 5% and could hit 6% or more nationwide. Other economists are more optimistic and think the economy will be more resilient, as do most consumers, apparently. One of the few bright spots on the horizon is that consumers are optimistically spending money on houses, cars, and other items. Unfortunately for the high-tech industry specifically, even consumers see less of a need today to buy new computer equipment. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Francisco.